Hey guys, it's Amanda. So my podcast today is about how somebody came from a Catholic school to a public school for high school, and I wanted to see how it felt, because it's different from being in a Philadelphia public school for all of your life instead of just half of it. So my interviewee today is Michaela Peterson from Silverstream. She came from a Catholic school for middle school, and then she came to SLA, which is a Philadelphia public school. So let's go see how she felt about coming to a public school, switching over from a Catholic school. Where did you go for middle school?
I went to Waldron Mercy Academy, which is a small private Catholic school just outside of the city.
What was it like there?
It was kind of snobby. It was a private school, so it was full of it was mostly white kids. It was really small. Most of them had a lot of money. And I didn't feel like I fit in because I was there with financial aid.
Did you feel like you were did you feel different since everybody else had money and like you didn't?
Yeah, I felt like I didn't quite fit in with everyone else. It was kind of awkward because they always had a lot of things that I wanted and they just took them for granted, like, oh yeah, I got the new iPhone, no big deal. And for me, that was a big deal because I didn't even have a smartphone at some points.
That's understandable. How long did you attend your old school?
I was there from first grade to eighth grade.
Did you do any extracurricular activities there?
I was on the volleyball team for a couple of years. I was on the forensics team, in which I did student congress. We actually had one of the only all-female teams. We were really proud of that. I did yearbook. Yeah, that's about it.
I can't imagine you doing volleyball, but it's okay.
I was pretty sucky at it, but we didn't have all that many people there.
It's all good. Do you still keep in touch with your friends from your old school?
Not really.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's just like we tried to keep in touch the summer after eighth grade, but we just kind of fell apart. And so like we're still friends on Facebook, and we're still friends and we still follow each other on Instagram and all. But like, I don't know. It's just I never really connected with them the way I connected with the people here, because like I always felt different. I was always generally the only person who was just like really, really into reading and really, really into writing and into, like, being kind of a creative, for lack of a better term, tortured soul. And, like, I just don't think, like, they tried to get that, but I was different from them. Mm-hmm. And so they didn't purposely try to force me out, it's just I didn't make sense with them.
What school do you go to now?
Science Leadership Academy with some of my best friends.
A trio.
And Chloe.
And Chloe.
What?
How is it different from your old school?
It's a lot more open. It's not as, like, we get to wear what we want instead of the uniforms we had to wear at my old school. The rules are a lot more lax. Like, we can have our phones out and our teachers won't care. And also, it's a lot more interactive and open.
Yeah.
I mean, the school I went to was a Catholic school, so it was really kind of, like, I mean, it was really liberal for a Catholic school, but it was still Catholic.
Yeah.
And so, like, even though I'm not Catholic, during Lent, I couldn't eat meat on Fridays in the cafeteria. I couldn't write research papers and speeches about what I wanted to write speeches and research papers about because they were too liberal ideas for the Archdiocese. And even though Waldron's an independent school, it's still connected. And it was just... Here, I like it better because, one, it's, like, it's not testing
to each other in any way.
In some ways, because, I mean, for a Catholic school, Waldron was fairly liberal.
What do you mean by liberal?
I remember in eighth grade we did a debate for Romney and for Obama. And it was actually pretty equally split between Democrats and Republicans. And in most private Catholic schools it wouldn't actually be that way.
That's true, okay. Why did you choose to go to SLA instead of another Catholic high school like Carroll or Hallahan or Girls High?
I came here because, one, it's free. I also wanted a bit more of a different experience. I wanted to know what it was like to, like, not have to wear a uniform to school and be able to, like, openly speak my mind about some things and not feel judged for it. And I mean, that was kind of an experience of getting used to, which is why last year in case class, I was kind of timid at the first quarter to raise my hand. Because I thought, what if someone disagrees with me? What if there's a conservative in the room? What if this? What if that?
Because there's always going to be someone who disagrees with you. You just got to be brave enough to actually say what you have to say.
Yeah, but when the person who disagrees with you is the teacher, things get awkward.
Yeah.
Things okay. Get awkward really fast.
Yeah. Okay. Did going to a Catholic school, then coming to a public school, change who you are today? Why?
I think it helped. Coming to a public school helped me, like, come out of my shell, sort of. Like, I was always really, I really monitored myself at Waldron, always making sure I said the right thing and acted the right way and all that. And here, no one's sure how everyone got it, but.
Oh, alright.
But, like, some guy kept leaving me notes in my locker that were really kind of creepy and making me feel awful. Like, I don't care if you had lice, I still love you. And it was, like, it was clear he was being sarcastic and being kind of awful about it.
That's scary and really rude.
And it was just, it terrified me and it was bullying. And, like, I told some people about it and I had to go to the counselor and people made, and I actually had to go to the counselor about it because I was so freaked out. And people were making fun of me because I went to the counselor about it.
You went to go seek help. How many of them actually went to go seek help when something like that happened to them? I bet you none of them did.
But it was just, like, and so, like, after that, I just didn't talk to anyone about my problems, and that kind of led into the whole thing about, like, me getting kind of depressed. And then, like, here, I was actually able to, like, talk to people about it, and, like, talk to people about my feelings, and, like, I haven't had a serious, like, almost, like, panic attack or freak out or, like, serious, like, bout of depression since I've been here. Like, I've had little things that come up, but I've been able to, like, talk to someone about it, and I felt safe here talking to people, and I didn't at Waldron, and it was just, like, I loved my friends there, I did, but it wasn't the same. Like, they were all into pop culture and rap and, like, being cool and being all that, and I was more, cared more about, like, oh, instead of caring about, like, when Drake's new album came out, I cared about, oh, House of Hades is coming out next week. I cared about the next big book series. I cared about that kind of stuff. And, so yeah, and here there are people who I can, like, freak out over, oh my god, that book or that show or that movie is coming out next month, and we have to go get it together, and we have to go see it, and we're going to spend the entire night talking about it. And I couldn't do that with anyone at my old school. I was always that kid who kind of sat in the corner and read during, like, inside recess, and, like, who brought her schoolwork and her book outside to recess to do it so that she could read during class.
Well, that's just smart. I used to do that, too. I used to bring out my schoolwork with me so I could get it done and have free time when I got home, or so that I could actually, like, have a social life and, like, talk with my friends.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, I was one of, like, two people who did that.
It's okay. Like, I don't understand. What I don't understand is why people have to judge other people because they want to do things smart. Like, they want to do their work. Like, get it done and out of the way. That's what I don't understand, because that just bothers me, because people are just, like, all rude and stuff, and it's like, well, she's being smart about it. I don't see you doing it. Maybe you should try it.
Yeah, and then in eighth grade, we had to write a speech for my history class, because my history teacher was also the forensics teacher, and so she kind of took over public speaking from the English teacher. I'm not sure how it happened, but anyway, we had to write a speech in history class about anything. And so I chose to do mine on marriage equality. And I had to explain to so many people what marriage equality is, and how, no, it's not with equality within a marriage, it's, like, equal rights and same-sex marriage. And then in the class, when I read it, half the class was just like, oh, I'm so glad you read that, that's amazing, like, thank you for doing this. And the other half of the class looked at me like I was insane.
Because, like, you had two heads.
Yeah, because...
been there, done that.
I openly support gay marriage, and no... Yeah. And then I had to explain to them, no, I'm not... As far as I know so far, I'm not gay. Like, I thought about it a little bit, but I've just... So far, I've done soul searching, and no, I'm not gay. But I support people who are gay. I know people who are gay. And it was just... They couldn't seem to wrap their heads
thick skulls around it.
Yeah. And so it was just like, and here, like, I remember my first day here, I was in the drama studio and I was talking with Eva, and we got on the subject of gay marriage, and it was one of the best conversations I'd ever had with anybody.
Oh, I remember hearing that.
And it was just, it was amazing to be able to talk to someone about it and not have them look at me like I was insane and have them think like, oh, I know, you see, I never thought about it this way, but the way I think about it is this. And then, like, respectfully and politely bringing up a point that's counter to mine. And we could go back and forth about it. And it was amazing.
I have those moments, too. But it's all right. So, thank you for being my interviewee today.
No problem.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.